This is the Reds Hot Stove League. The Reds are on the radio. Reds Hot Stove League is brought to you by Holy Grail Banks, proud sponsors of the Reds Hot Stove League, Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, JTM, let's create great dishes together, MSA Architects, and by Document Destruction, the official document shredding vendor of the Reds. The Reds Hot Stove League is also brought to you by CBTS, a Cincinnati Bell company, technology solutions for business, your tri-state Chevy dealers. Check out Chevy's award-winning lineup, only at your tri-state Chevy dealer. The Healthcare Management Group, greater care for greater Cincinnati. Woody Sander Ford, I-75 at Mitchell Avenue, right in the middle of everywhere. Now, the Reds Hot Stove League on News Radio 700 WLW, the home of the Reds.
Hi, again, everybody. We are back at Camelback Ranch here in Glendale, where just moments ago, a sinking line drive off the bat of Zach Vincy was picked off by the Dodger left fielder with a tying run at third, and the Dodgers go on and post a 6-5 win, a victory that for the Dodgers, it snapped a Reds three-game win streak. Cincinnati now 8-12 on the spring, and they'll be at home in Goodyear against the San Diego Padres tomorrow. 749-7000 is our local number, 1-800-843-2441. You got anything at all on your mind, dial us up. And if you, there are calls waiting, we'll get to them when we come back in a moment. Just a reminder, check out the new theme ticket packages the Reds are offering this season, featuring a Star Wars Stormtrooper, Marvel Rocket Raccoon, an Iron Man, Charlie Brown, Elvis, and more. Guarantee these exclusive promotional items by purchasing the theme ticket package now. Hurry, limited quantities are available. Purchase now at reds.com/themes. We are on the Hot Stove League. We are at Camelback Ranch, a home of the L.A. Dodgers. Here in Glendale, Arizona, Tim Adelman started today, and Jeff certainly didn't help himself a whole lot.
No, it looked like he had a difficult time in the second inning. He pitched well in the first. He pitched well in the third. But the even innings, the second inning was difficult for him. The fourth inning, he seemed to run out of gas. And, you know, at this point of spring training, you'd like to be able to get in a four full innings, maybe even a fifth inning when it's this time out for you.
We offer our opinions, and they're our opinions only, but to me, he's better served being probably pitching out of the bullpen than he is the rotation pitcher.
And I think that's a luxury for the Reds at this point because of some of the younger pitchers that they've got, prospects that have come up through their organization that are finally starting to show what they can do at the big league level, and that gives you a chance to take Tim Adelman, who started for this club last year, and possibly say, this kid could pitch out of the bullpen for us.
749-7000, 1-800-843-2441. If you have a question or something on your mind you want to talk about, we are here to answer those as best we can. You're listening to the Reds Hot Stove League from Arizona in spring training. Back in a moment. The Reds Hall of Fame and Museum's Pete Rose Hit Collection fundraising campaign features 4,256 baseballs, each signed by Pete and stamped with the official Pete Rose Hit Collection logo and baseball's unique hit number. Purchase a Hit Collection baseball and become the owner of that hit and help support the Pete Rose Sculpture Project. Purchase now at RedsMuseum.com. RedsMuseum.org. We're at Camelback Ranch and the aftermath of a Dodgers 6-5 win over the Reds. Cincinnati's three-game winning streak gone. We talked about Jeff, Tim Adelman. Let's talk about Cody Reed. He makes a start tomorrow. I would think that would be an important start for him. When you compare him in the mix with people like Sal Romano and Omar and Amir Garrett, two young men who have gotten glowing reports almost without exception every time they go out there, Reed has not been bad, but he has certainly not pitched to the level of those two.
Yeah, I think if you're Brian Price, you're looking for at least two of those guys, maybe even three, to separate themselves from the rest. And for Cody Reed, I think a lot of that comes down to that first inning, being able to get himself settled down. We saw it last year in his starts at the big leagues. Once he got finished with that first inning, it seemed like he settled in a little bit. He's got to figure that out for himself. His stuff is good. I thought he threw the ball really good in the second and third inning his last time out. But the first inning, it seemed like the ball was up a little bit more than the second and third, and he'll have to figure that out in his own head, what he's got to do from the bullpen to the game mound and transition that into excellence.
That's Cody Reed tomorrow. He so far this spring has appeared in three games, one start, seven and a third inning, six hits, four runs, eight strikeouts, and two walks. His start tomorrow against San Diego. We'll be back with more on the Reds Hot Stove League in a moment. You're listening to the Reds Hot Stove League, and we invite you to sign up right now for the Red Legs Run on Saturday, May 13th. Participants will receive a race T-shirt and one free Reds ticket. Plus, don't miss a post-game party in the Kroger Fan Zone. Proceeds from the Red Legs Run benefit the Reds Community Fund. Register now at reds.com/run. 6-5 final. Dodgers win the first of what will be two meetings between these two ball clubs here in spring training 2017. We talked about the less than impressive outing by Tim Adelman and Cody Reed's expectation of starting tomorrow and how important that start could be. But let's face it, beginning, if not today, within the next day or two as we start the countdown for the final 14 days out here, not only the pitchers but also everybody who is not considered to be a lock on this club come opening day, April 3rd, everything gets increasingly more and more and more important.
Yeah, I've always thought that the last 2 weeks of spring training were always the most important, whether you be as a player or whether you're an evaluator of the players that are on your club. I think that you start to pare down some of the kids that are the A-ball and double-A kids. They move back to minor league camp, and now you're dealing with players that have experience. They're trying to get ready for the season. They're trying to get themselves in the right direction. So instead of having four or five innings at the end of the ball game where you have A-ball and maybe double-A guys playing, you've got some A-guys playing.
Right.
You've got big leaguers that are playing the majority of the ball game. The competition gets tougher, and that way you can really evaluate some of your younger kids against that better talent.
749-7000, 1-800-843-2441. If you want to call us, you're running out of time. Hopefully, we'll be talking to you when we come back in a moment. With Jeff Bradley, Marty Brenneman back at Camelback Ranch. The Reds lost today 6-5, breaking their winning streak of three games, and they were battling till the very end in the ninth inning. An RBI base hit by Brandon Dixon with two out, following back-to-back walks, made it 6-5. And with runners at first and third, Zach Vincy hit a sinking line drive to left that the left fielder made something of a circus catch on for the final out of the ball game, and the Reds fall one run short. Now, I mentioned earlier about the expectation that there would be a rather sizable cut, and with the expectation is it will be tomorrow. Thursday, I would imagine, at the latest, it could be somewhere from a dozen to 15 players that will be headed back to headed to the minor league camp. And at that point, from a managerial perspective and a coaching perspective, then you are able to concentrate, really concentrate, on the people who you are considering to be in the serious mix to make this club.
Yeah, and I think you can manipulate your roster a little bit more in game situations. You can put guys that maybe are your bench players, you can bring them in at the end of a ball game or put them in a bases-loaded situation to see how they handle those type of at-bats. And you can do the same thing with guys that may be in your bullpen. You put them out there in tough situations and see how they handle it, see which guys want to throw the ball over the plate and see which guys want to throw off the edges.
Yeah, and as far as the extra players are concerned, we know the guys that have been down that road and have tried to open up some eyes in this camp. But as I said on the air the other day, it's basically a crapshoot because you have guys and not taking away anything but from what people like Kiblahand have done and other players that have tried to hit their way or and feel their way onto this club's 25 on opening day. But in most cases, they are hitting after the regulars leave the lineup and they're hitting against double-A and triple-A pitching. So I don't care how good a spring a guy has, and he might make the club come opening day, then he's seeing a different brand of pitching regularly.
He is in the last 2 weeks, 10 days of spring training. And you also have to remember that a lot of the guys that are hitting well are getting an opportunity to play six and seven innings, three at-bats at a time. When you're hitting off the bench, and we've seen this for years now, you're coming off the bench when you haven't played for 2 days in a row, and all of a sudden you've got a guy that's throwing the ball 97 miles an hour, and you're asked to hit with a runner at second base for the pitcher who you just took out of the game.
Absolutely.
That is a whole different category than getting three at-bats in a ball game. It is much more difficult to do.
No question. We'll be back and have some final comments on this Hot Stove League program in just a moment. We are in the process of wrapping up this bad boy, this Reds Hot Stove League program for this Tuesday from Glendale, Arizona. Again, the Reds fall by a run today to the L.A. Dodgers, and now tomorrow they're back at Goodyear Ballpark to take on the San Diego Padres. We mentioned Cody Reed making the start for Cincinnati. That'll be a 4:05 game. The pregame show will be coming your way tomorrow beginning at 3:50. We'll be back here next Tuesday night for another edition of the Hot Stove League, and we hope you're standing by. We'll have more calls than we had today because we had zero. So long, everybody.